We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Some of the coldest air in November in decades is finally lifting out of the Great Lakes in the Northeast, and we've got a coastal storm that will bear watching as we head towards the weekend down along the Carolinas. This is Weather Insider for Thursday, November 14th. Our 184th episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence, save time and money, and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time from your desktop or your phone. You can start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/forecast. Dean DeVore here in the global headquarters of AccuWeather.com, joined by our friend Bernie Reno. Wow, that was cold, but it's getting a little bit better at a time here in the Great Lakes in the Northeast.
On Thursday morning, temperatures in many areas, not even in the Northeast, but in the Southeast, a good 10 to 15 degrees warm, and it's still cold.
Real feels in some of the big cities were 10. Yeah, it's still cold.
It's still cold. That shows you.
Not as cold for the morning.
It shows you the strength of that cold. And it was impressive on Wednesday morning, as we talked about on Wednesday. But that cold is retreating. You know, we were tracking some snow earlier today. I know, Dean, you know, around Detroit, you were talking about some slippery travel.
Yeah, that was
right.
A good call, and talking about us with that yesterday, because it was a mess there. Some really heavy snow showers on north side of the city, and Detroit was a mess this morning, but they're going to get a little bit better. And as they get ready for the big tilt between the Wolverines and the Michigan State Spartans, it looks pretty dry and cold here as we go there for the weekend.
Yeah, another surge of cold coming south and east. And you know what? If it wasn't for this other surge of cold,
we'd be talking
about how cold it's going to be this weekend. You know, it was mid-January on Wednesday. By the way, across the Southeast, it's kind of interesting on Thursday, Dean, because while it was much, much warmer Thursday morning, because of the fact that they have lots of clouds
and
they have no sun, temperatures Thursday afternoon, very similar to what they were Wednesday. The temperatures Thursday night aren't going to go anywhere. But, you know, that next shot of cold coming in, it's pretty cold. It's not maybe
January.
I would say it's part mid to late December.
Yeah, so we're
on Saturday,
right? Yeah. So we're taking a -5, and then now bringing in about a -2.5 in terms of the departure from average here. But another cold shot, doesn't have any real moisture to work with. Doesn't look like it's aiming snow showers anywhere. What the interesting effect, once this cold shot goes in and kind of starts to lift again a little bit later in the weekend, that high pressure and this burgeoning low that we're going to see off the southeast coast combined for a lot of different conditions. One, it looks wet along the Carolina coast Saturday. Questions are, how far does that come up on Sunday? And then a lot of wind and some interesting conditions. And you're talking about the mid-Atlantic up into the Northeast. There's some questions about just how nice this weekend could be.
Well, you know, the problem is, you talked about it, that high, unfortunately, isn't going to be that high pressure. Isn't going to be building south across southern New England. Instead, it's going to be moving east across northern New England and Quebec. So on the southern side, there's your wind. And boy, I tell you what, along the Jersey Shore, it starts on Saturday.
Yeah, it does.
The winds will be quite gusty. Right. And then we have that storm off the Carolina coast. The combination of that will drive the winds. Looks to me like the strongest winds will likely be, you know, anywhere I'd say south of Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah, I was going to say Delmarva down through
Norfolk with that wind coming in from the north and
east. Kind of like what we talk about when there's a hurricane coming up the coast and how they get funneled and hit hard.
And that's a problem. And in the Carolina coast, wind gusts 40 to 50 miles per hour.
Coastal flooding,
beach erosion.
But it doesn't look like the rain goes that far inland.
It does not at this
right now.
It's right along the coast. And I think the problem is there's so much dry air that's come on down with this frontal boundary into the Carolinas that I don't think the rain will get Well, certainly it's not going to get west of I-95 in North Carolina, but it's mostly a coastal rain. It's going to be a soaking rain, I think, certainly North Carolina, South Carolina. The storm, though, which we are still trying to figure out, is it coming due north? Is it going more north of the northeast? I think there's at least going to be some rain Saturday night and Sunday all the way toward the Jersey Shore because of the easterly wind. It may not be heavy, but I think there's going to be some.
A central Jersey Shore probably during the day Sunday, and then I think it could get up this rain into the city of New York. It's going
to
be
close. It's going to try to sneak in.
Sunday night into Monday morning. Now, if that goes farther north and a little farther inland, we could have some issues with, and some of the models are hinting than that into Monday morning of some frozen stuff. But that's only if the position of the track of that low drifts a little farther west.
There's another piece of energy coming in the flow, then that may pull some of that moisture back. We'll see. But, you know, obviously that's the big forecasting conundrum this weekend. Mm. Where is that storm going? But right now, boy, coastal areas. You know, you can call this a nor'easter because I actually believe there's going to be a northeast wind, at least along the Carolina coast. So that's what we're going to be watching. That's the big forecasting headache this weekend.
A couple of highlights across the rest of the country. Obviously, the Central Plains, Texas, they all relax as San Antonio gets back in the 60s after being stuck in the 40s and 50s a couple of days. Not a lot of wind, but there may be some wind issues around Southern California. And, you know, coming up this weekend, we're getting into the Leonid meteor shower situation, and there will be some good viewing in parts of the, looks like the Great Lakes and also out west, too. So those are all things that you can watch on AccuWeather.com, but main interest will be this coastal storm as we get into the weekend, and something we'll talk more about on Friday. Again, today's version of Weather Insider has been brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. For Bernie Reno, I'm Dee DeVore from the worldwide headquarters of AccuWeather.com. Have a great Thursday.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. If you enjoyed this AccuWeather podcast and play fantasy sports, check out Field Conditions, giving you inside information on how weather can affect your fantasy picks. New episodes every Friday. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.